The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good morning, everyone. You can take a seat. You're okay. So, I know for the last couple of weeks I've been using army stories to kind of help illustrate some of the gospel points, and so if you're tired of them, I apologize, but you're going to have to deal with it because I'm the one preaching today. So I do have another army story for you. In the military, one of the things that we do is at 6:30 a.m. every single day without fail, we have Reveille played bright and early. It's supposed to mark the start of the workday. So what that looks like is usually you're in formation by 4 a.m., actually starting your workday. And then 6:30 a.m., the officers wake up and like, "Oh yeah, I guess this is a good time to get started." So 6:30 a.m. rolls around, the bugle starts to play its first note. It starts going and it goes on and on and on for a little bit of time as the flag is being raised up the pole. And during this time, everyone in the entire base is supposed to stand at attention and then render a salute. Just standard, at least in the Army, I don't know about the rest of the bases, standard Army thing. What that bugle is a herald. A herald announcing the imminent coming of the flag. In the same way that the bailiff at court announces the arrival of the judge, everyone stands out of respect for their position and their authority, the bailiff heralds the arrival of the judge. In the courts, royal courts of old, an actual person called a herald would herald the arrival of the king and queen, the prince and princess, and all those things. And they might even still do that in England. I don't know. But there was this position called a herald, just specifically set aside to make this announcement that this person was coming. And so for John the Baptist in today's gospel, he is the herald of Jesus Christ. He is the forerunner, the prophet, proclaiming that Christ himself is on the way, that he is coming. In today's gospel, John heralds the imminent arrival of Christ with the words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." God is coming. Jesus, the Christ, is here. And John's entire life was dedicated to this purpose. The first appearance of John in the Gospels was when Mary was pregnant with Christ, and she goes to her cousin Elizabeth. And upon their first meeting, John leaps in the womb. And this tells Mary, and well, Mary knew, this tells Elizabeth that Mary is pregnant with the Christ. So even as an infant, John is heralding Jesus Christ. Later on, as he grows into his vocation, John's calling from God, as he's going around the countryside proclaiming the coming of the Lord, two of the followers ask where Christ is. Actually, we just celebrated the first one, St. Andrew. So St. Andrew and St. Peter and all the subsequent apostles never would have found Christ if it wasn't for John pointing the way. St. Andrew went up to John and was like, hey, you're the important guy that everybody's been hearing about. Are you the Christ? Where is he? And John's like, oh, no, that's him over there. Just pointing him out very quickly and easily. His entire life, John's entire life, consists of announcing, pointing to, and telling others to follow Christ. John, in addition to being a herald, a forerunner, like I mentioned, he was a prophet. And all the prophets throughout history pointed to a greater truth than themselves. And this simple, humble man can be a model for us today. Now, I don't mean that we need to wear camel hair shirts and eat locusts. If you want wild honey, maybe, but the others are kind of weird. Don't do that. But John is a model for us to follow. At our baptism, we were anointed with holy oils in the same way that the kings, priests, and prophets of old were anointed with holy oils. At our baptism, we have become priest, prophet, and king, every one of us here. And that prophet aspect is how we can relate this to John. John is the last of the Old Testament prophets pointing to Christ. That's our job today, is to be a herald, a prophet of Jesus Christ, to point the way to the Lord, just like John did, to announce it just like John did, to herald just like John did. That's our job today, to fulfill our baptismal promises of priest, prophet, and king. This is what God has called us to, each and every one of us. I know a lot of us think that our calling from God can't mean to actually go and talk to people about Jesus. There's, in American culture, that seems to be a pretty common thing for Catholics, is that, you know, I don't have to talk about Jesus because that's the job of the priests or the pope or the bishop or whoever. Somebody else does it. But that's wrong. Our baptismal call is to be a prophet for Jesus Christ, to point every single person that we can back to him. Doesn't mean we thump people over the head with Bibles. Don't worry. But we point to Christ with our words and with our actions. I know St. Francis, he has that famous quote that is misattributed to him as being, preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words. My brothers and sisters, today's age demands that we use words. It demands it. So don't be afraid to mention or invite people to Mass, to invite people to follow Jesus Christ. And if you're not comfortable with invitation, then at least share your joy of the gospel, the joy that Christ has given you, with every single person you know. Because what person doesn't want to share in your joy? It's not a friend if they don't want to share that joy with you. Anyways, I digress. My brothers and sisters, it is our God-given duty to announce the advent of the Lord, the imminent coming of Christ. Not just here at Christmas, but at the second coming and each and every day of our lives. This is what God calls us to. If we can point just one person to Christ, if we can tell even one person to follow him, to love him, to serve him, we'll have fulfilled our obligations, the duties that have been pressed upon us at baptism. We will have prepared the way of the Lord, and we will have helped all flesh see the salvation of God. My brothers and sisters, God bless you.